Good evening and welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now coming into the studio are the two engineers of this leather kink madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
Hello and welcome to House of MNSM.
Good evening, everybody. How are we doing?
Well,
how are we doing, boy Alex?
Doing great.
Doing great?
Doing great.
The booze had kicked in. Boy Alex has a voice.
Oh. All right, Shannon, say hello.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Say it again.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Aru?
Aru?
All right, we all seem to be...
we are all here.
We all be here. Do you like the echo? I put an echo on us all. So it sounds like we're in this huge ass. I mean tunnel. Tunnel, in a huge tunnel.
Hello, 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 hello.
Is that my car keys?
Hello.
I lost my watch.
Hello, hello.
Is that my car?
Anyway.
It's a big open.
Yeah, it's always good to start the show off with something about fisting, isn't it?
Well, usually we end with... Never mind.
The end is correct.
The end.
This is the end, my only friend.
When we start at the lowest common denominator, there's no other place to go but up.
Oh, I can think of other things. Oh, you almost said
you know
down.
Where you are, don't you?
Yeah, it's true.
So I hope everybody had a good week.
Yes, actually it was a very good week.
Productive week.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
was it? What was productive about it?
Well, work was busy.
Well, for you, you mean?
Which is very good, yep. Yeah. We've busy weekend here at the house.
Yep, we have had that.
The boys got busy doing some more work in the palace, in the sous-basement.
In the palace? Is that
in
what
the palace,
saying?
Yeah. That's what the I'm going to call wing. The love nest. The basement love nest.
Oh.
It's more like, oops.
Plus I got the floor refinished at the dining room in North Tonawanda.
Yes.
Oh, my hands.
My future other house is getting in better shape.
Well, he needed a feminine touch.
He's got that. It's developed. Have you seen the vanity downstairs?
Yeah, it's the only thing missing is a few crystals.
All right. Let's not.
Not
yeah,
math,
I'm not
right?
even going there. No, not even going there. And not math. Nope.
Well, Master was giving us advice. Master was giving us advice on towel colors that we have to go purchase. Now.
I said buy everything black.
That
you can't fuck
gay.
It up.
Yes, Master has allowed us to go shopping.
No. I did not.
I heard it. No, I heard.
Well,
it.
I've rescinded that. You're not going now. That simple. All done. That's it. Done. All right, well, let's actually talk about, tell us about Twitter and Flatter.
Oh, we're finally on Twitter.
Oh, are we?
So I'm actually going to try, live tweeting
well,
this
you're
show.
You're a twit now, you're gonna Master. You've been tweeting, haven't you?
Well, kind of, I don't
is
get.
Is it tweeting or tweeting?
No, I sent it to Shannon. She does it.
Twittering.
Twit or tweeting?
We're twittering.
I think it's tweeting.
Tweeting?
Tweeting.
Not twitting?
It's not tweeting. Twatting, right?
It's not twatting.
It's definitely not twatting.
Well, maybe with Shannon.
What about being a twit?
Okay, all right. So,
twat,
so we got some. What? How would people find us on these things, Shannon?
At House of MNSM on Twitter, all one word.
So they put in the little at sign.
The at symbol, yep.
And then House of MNSN.
Yes.
Oh, look, there we are.
Exactly.
All right, I'm not really doing it.
and then same thing on Instagram.
Right.
We're on Facebook at House of MNSM. We're also there as Niagara Regional Brotherhood of Leather, NRBOL, I believe. Blackline Creations is on there. There's the website. There's a lot of ways. Really, if someone wants to get a hold of anybody sitting at this table,
really?
There's no excuse.
No, there's truly not. There's truly
no
not. Or you can houseofmnsm.com, and that's like Boy Neil or Boy Alex, Boy Shannon, Sir Mark or Master Noel at houseofmnsm.com, and we will get your email. It comes right to us. What else do we want to talk about? We got all that going on. We talked about you guys judging a contest. How was your contest on Sunday? This is for what again?
Mr. Embassy.
Which is where again?
In Hamilton. It was a long
night.
We got there actually, it was what, 9:45?
Yeah, we were late.
Yeah, and we got there, and literally it was the bartender, the busboy, the organizer of the event, Missy.
Yeah.
And you and I.
Yeah, the contestants.
The contestants and the judges, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah, it was, yes. Very slow at that time. Very slow. So they started late. Excuse me.
But it was a great, it was a fun contest. There was three contestants.
Yes.
Two drag kings.
Yep, one bio male.
And one bio male. And they all truly, for their talent, gave their all.
Their great. Talent was fantastic.
Their talent was... Thank God for the hot little backup dancer. There was one backup dancer that was backup dancer for all the contestants.
Like back up?
Oh, not the way you back up.
He had a nice back and a nice stomach and was quite hot.
You wanted to make him the Mr. Embassy, whatever?
Yeah, I would have given him
between
an
the
honorary.
Two of them, they really should have won it. Yes, the two backup dancers. That was the weird thing, too, though, that if you're going to have talent, maybe your backup dancers should tell you that they're doing backup for the other two contestants, too.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, there was the same two backup dancers for all three contestants.
Is that a bad thing? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of a bad thing. And I don't know. I'm not a fan of having backup dancers in your talent because you're only as strong as the weakest person on stage. And when you have three, like the same two people in everyone, they're obviously going to show some sort of a bias.
Why?
Well, and plus one of them was the choreographer. So yes. She choreographed all three too. And yeah, I just think that there's always... A favorite.
You'd think in the whole city there's more than one fucking choreographer.
You would think.
But it was a good night. A little drama.
Yeah, a little drama.
You know, some people that cannot mix their booze with their drugs should sit a fucking skinny
or people.
Ass home.
Did you really mean booze and drugs?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was this one particular person, which I will not mention, but Boy Shannon will. Because the bitch will cut you, you know.
But she likes me. I don't want
to. I know. She
her.
Likes me too. And I think that, you know, she took responsibility during the week about her behavior. But again, too, you know, the staff should have been more involved. I mean, come on. Their busboy at one point falls off the stool right down to the floor because he was so fucking drunk.
Yeah. There was a lot of booze flowing that night.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bar.
Yeah, but for a Sunday night, there was a lot of exceptionally drunk.
So
a bar's a bar that had booze in it.
So anyway, the winner is
Jack Tupp.
The winner is
Jack. You we have all met
Jack.
Him.
You I like Jack
blonde, you. Very Jack handsome fella.
Yes,
he did the King Drink and Drag show last year.
Oh great! I had no idea.
Cool.
It was the only other king other than me.
Yeah, blonde. His Missy is his girlfriend. Very pretty.
She sold shooters.
Yeah.
They talk to you all the time.
Oh, right. Right.
He has no clue.
None.
No, I know.
Clue.
None.
Fuck.
But he's got beautiful, beautiful eyes.
I do.
Ass? Yeah, it's getting wider.
Who's ass?
MBBE. What just happened there?
MBBE.
But it was a great night. We didn't get home till 3:45 by the time we got to bed.
Yeah, it was very late.
It was a late night.
Cool.
But the next day was nice and relaxing. So that was last weekend.
For you.
For me. Yeah, Boy Shannon stayed over. Not pretty first thing in the morning.
Thank you.
The hair. I'm sorry. Something happens when you sleep. It's like there's an electrical current, water involved in this.
It's called static.
And it's not. We've nicked her Boy Troll.
You nicknamed me Boy Troll? Oh.
Just for the hair.
All
right. We're going to have to. Yeah, we got to decide. What are we doing with that?
What, my hair?
Yeah. What's the next color of du jour?
I think we're still going to go blonde.
All right. So that was last week.
Yes.
All righty. Yeah, not the fluorescent because, you know, when you
then I'll really look like Troll.
Well, no, because that way when you put your pants down and I'm flogging your thighs and that, I don't want no beak in there. I'm just saying.
All right.
You just so didn't get that, did you?
I got it.
Okay, good. So anyways, so how is your, Shannon got her one of her... Boops? Well, no, actually, both are boobs flogged. She got boob flogging and thigh flogging. How was that for you?
It was good.
Well, it wasn't flogging. It was caning.
Caning, yeah. Yes. I can still see the lines from the cane.
And staple gun?
No staple gun.
Canning hurts.
Next time, put the staples in the gun, Master.
They were in the gun. I think
I peed a little.
Yeah.
Seriously. Wow. Like, I'm not going to lie.
There was a smell of fear in this room, and it was really fucking hot.
It was for me, and I was disgusted.
Like, how do I smell funny now? It's like, it's called fear.
Yeah, I was terrified.
So I checked the staples to make sure there was some in there, and that was it. I heard trickle, 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 trickle on the floor.
Like, seriously, I danced around for about 20 minutes going, ooh.
Yeah, she was freaking out. It was pretty awesome.
I don't like the idea of a blindfold.
You know what? But Boy Alex, on the other hand, would rather be blindfolded and no hearing. And you like gagging, too. That was the thing.
The gagging.
She just did gagging. Not like... She didn't like the gag. She wasn't fond of the whole thing.
As long as they're not choking on it.
Well, that only happened once. Huh. Well, no. And I mean, it wasn't because we tried to make you choke that time. What? Shit happens.
I'm not saying anything.
No, so what is it about a gag that you're not comfortable with?
I think it was the fact that I was already in the state of panic attack over a staple gun. That the idea of a gag.
Yeah, that would do it.
It was not
well,
good.
Well, I said that I was going to staple her vagina lips to something, like a piece of wood.
Mm. Ouch. Yeah, that would freak me out.
So we say that for next time.
You don't have vagina lips.
For next time.
We need to get a piece of wood in here. I think we've got some wood.
Could you at least get cork
board? I was just going to do it to the table.
Yeah, but that way she could take the wood home with her.
Oh.
Well, no, because the only way that we're going to be able to actually sew her vagina up eventually is to take those staples out and put in little O-rings.
The grommets.
Grommets.
And we're not going to sew it up. We're going to lace it up. Going to lace it up. Duties.
Okay, that's a little weird. Yeah, I don't like it, vaginas or not. So we got a bunch of people in the chat room. And we're just going to slide away from that. All of us, of course. The Pup Daryl, Pup Dakota's in there. Daryl, Sir Mark, me, Slave Wayne. Now, Boy Jay was in the chat room, but I don't know if that was Free
Boy Jay,
was it New Orleans Boy Jay?
No, I think it's
Furry Boy Jay?
Furry Boy Jay.
Okay. He's still there.
Who's Furry Boy Jay?
Who's Daryl Left?
That's
Pup Dakota.
That's Pup Dakota.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Pup.
Oh, I got my ass kicked out of the chat room. Son
there's
of a bitch.
Furry Blue, or it's Furry Boy Jay the
you're
one
back
from
in.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
Well, ex-Cleveland.
The little short one.
The little short one. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know what time that is.
Commercial time.
Commercial time. So we will be right back.
Hey, what you drinking, babe?